devoted to bringing you some spiritual truth to consider every day, Monday through Friday. Our passage for today comes from John 17, and we're going to read the first three verses, which say this. When Jesus had spoken these words, he lifted up his eyes to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son, that the Son may glorify you. Since you have given him authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent." Imagine having a brand new, powerful sports car sitting in your driveway. And it just sits there and it collects dust. It's totally paid off, but never gets driven. Or imagine having $1 million in your bank account, and you've got a lot of bills to pay, you've got a lot of financial obligations to take care of, but you don't spend that money, you just let it sit there. In our Sunday school class this past weekend, we went through John 17, which is referred to in Scripture as the high priestly prayer. And someone jokingly said, "Is this going to show up on Let's Talk this week?" And I thought, you know what? That's not a bad idea. So for the next few weeks at least, I'm going to go through some of the highlights of Jesus' high priestly prayer. And the first one is this. Jesus is talking to the Father about why he came and about how the Father empowered him for the task ahead. And it says, "You have given me authority over all flesh to give eternal life to all you have given me." And then he proceeds to define eternal life. Eternal life is not defined by Jesus, and he should know, he's the one who's giving it to us, as one day when you die, you'll get to go to heaven. I think in our mind that that is the beginning and end of the definition of eternal life, that if you place your faith in Jesus, one day you'll die and then you go to heaven rather than hell. It's the proverbial get out of hell free card. And it gives us assurance, I suppose, for eternity. But what good, as has been said before, is a religion that offers us nothing in our lives? What good is a religion that has nothing to say to me today about how to live my life other than a set of old, dry, dusty rules that I have to follow because I have to follow them? But Jesus defines eternal life very differently. He defines eternal life that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. Eternal life is not a get-out-of-hell-free card. It is a different, more abundant, more empowered life today. And we receive this through a relationship, with God that we receive through Jesus Christ. Eternal life is knowing God. And knowing God doesn't start when we die. It starts the moment that we know God, that we accept Jesus Christ. Scripture tells us we are sealed with the Holy Spirit, that we have the life of God inside of us from the moment of salvation. And that has something to say to us today. Romans 5, and one of my favorite passages in all of Scripture, says, "Since therefore we have been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. We are not blessed just by the death of Christ, but by his life that is credited to us and that is working through us." Paul says in Galatians 2:20, "I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me." What this means is that when we are operating in the world, we are operating with the life of God inside of us, with the life of Christ operating through us, which has something radically powerful to say to us today about the way that we live. So like the person with the powerful, fast sports car or the money in the bank that they never use, we have a resource in our relationship with Jesus Christ that we so often don't take advantage of. We're so busy trying to solve our own problems with our own resources and forgetting that eternal life means knowing Jesus Christ, knowing God the Father, and that relationship having an impact on the way that we live our lives today. So when we face relational difficulties, when we come across financial crises, when we are having fights or having concerns or having fears about the future, we don't face those alone. We face those with God in us. So whatever you may be facing today, remember that eternal life means that God is with you, that Jesus is with you today. And he wants a relationship with you in the midst of your trials. So whatever they are, take them to God. What a friend we have in Jesus, all our sins and griefs to bear. What a privilege to carry everything to God in prayer. Oh, what peace we often forfeit. Oh, what needless pain we bear. All because we do not carry everything to God in prayer. Everlasting life starts today. So take advantage of the relationship that we have with God. Lord, we thank you for the beautiful truth of this prayer. Lord, we pray that it would speak to us where we are today and the needs that we face today, the comfort and the assurance that we do not face them alone, Lord, and that you offer us your grace in the midst of them. We pray that this would become more and more a reality in each and every one of us. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for tuning into another edition of Let's Talk. Church family, you are loved. Have a blessed day.